Everything's read on media and social media before the families find out. We know there's a process that the council has to follow and go through. That's totally understandable. But we're dealing with 10 people who lost their lives here, and I think that there should have been more empathy put towards the families than put towards a building we made.
You're saying the council should meet with the families and maybe sit down with the families and talk about these issues before they go into any public domain?
I do believe, Donald, that should be the case, because it's hurtful that when you, like, the night that the planning, the night before the planning was approved, like, people were sitting up all night, these families were sitting up all night waiting, and they received a registered letter at 8 o'clock in the morning to be told. But it was on the media, it was all around everywhere, social media the night before, that it was approved. And it's more hurtful, you know. I think the council needs to have more empathy. They sit with the families and talk through them, because at the end of the day, they lost their loved ones. This is a very, very sad situation where people have to read it on the media before they're actually told themselves. And I do believe, with this respect to the media, that I think the council would need to sit around a table with these families and try and come to some kind of an agreement where in the future, any discussion that they're informed before it goes out on the mainland.
You gave notice at the meeting today that you will, in Lifford, be proposing the Donegal County Council actually look at acquiring that site under a compulsory purchase order.
I will, surely, once all our avenues is exaggerated with appeals and planning, whatever, and if this is still going ahead, I will be putting a motion through that the council compulsory purchase order to buy that site and let the families put a memorial there and for their loved ones. I think, Donal, there's another site around Treestow where a filling station could be put. We have to look at these families' feelings, and that's the reality. Like, we have to come from our heart and our mind at times that people's feelings and grief should be more important than a building, you know. And especially when 10 people lost their lives on that site, it's sad that we have to go down a road where blocks of mortar is more important than people's grief, and that's wrong. And as I've elected to represent the people, hey, for defective blocks and all issues, like, for years and years we've had a fight for water in our state and in Letterkenny. Everything seems to be a constant fight in Letterkenny, and there don't seem to be people's feelings taken into consideration, and I think that's something we need to be looking at. And I do believe that the council needs to sit down with these families and sort something out.